Have a guest in our studio right now from the Missouri Military Academy. He is Colonel Tom Pickle, and want to say good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning, Matt. Thanks for having me.
We're certainly glad to have you in here. As a matter of fact, we kind of announced in a news story last week that you got a promotion over at the Missouri Military Academy. Tell us a little bit about that, and tell us about yourself, if you will.
Yeah, well, thanks. I had an opportunity to become the commandant of the cadets over there, which is equivalent to dean of students, replacing Colonel Rick Grabowski, who's been there for a number of years and certainly big shoes to fill. But excited to have the opportunity. I'm a retired Army colonel and 32 years of service and retired here in the mid-Missouri area. And just my dad's an alumni, and I came back to MMA to do my tour on campus.
Absolutely. So as I understand it, cadets have already started arriving on campus. That started about August the 2nd. Tell us a little bit about why, and it's a pretty early start for schools, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. As part of their 360-degree education and being cadet-led, our cadet leaders come on campus early to start setting the conditions for the Corps. We bring in some other younger cadets so they can demonstrate that their willingness and their attitude and want to be a part of that leadership structure. And so it's an opportunity for them to form a Norman Storm before the school year starts.
No doubt about it. And do you have a number of cadets that have come in this year? Do we know that number yet, or are we still kind of getting that compiled?
We're still working on the numbers, yeah. But we've got around 70 to 80 cadets that are already here, so that's a pretty good number.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. So what do you think is important for people to know about the MMA and kind of what the young men who attend the academy, both boarding and day cadets, as I understand it?
That's correct. We have some fantastic day cadets whose families from the Mid-Missouri area. You send them here to our school, and we've got some wonderful, you know, national, international cadets. Look, it's a really high caliber group of kids going to service academies. We had nearly $5 million worth of scholarships last year for 41 graduates. These are adults in training, as one of my peers has told me lately. And so we're excited to have the local cadets, who want to have an opportunity to grow and expand their horizons. And folks from 11 countries, you know, trust us to send their children here to do the same, to polish them to be better adults and better leaders.
No doubt about it. You know, we were talking a little bit about the campus before we got on the air, and absolutely how gorgeous it is. And, you know, really, for people who haven't checked out that campus, tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, you know, we have 288 plus acres, to include Miss Malacca Lake over by the golf course, and it's truly an amazing area. It rivals many small colleges. Our academic buildings, we have wonderful facilities, and we've got Coach Maney, our athletic director, likes to point out we have one of the only dive wells in the state. I'll trust him on that one. We have an equestrian program, and it's just look, the facilities are world class. And if you ever want to come out and take a look, please get a hold of us, and we'll love to have you on campus.
No doubt about it. I want to wish you the best of luck in the new school year, and congratulations on your promotion.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate your time.